Oh my goodness, hello and welcome. Thank you so much for dialing in and listening to my program. It has been a while since I've been on the air. For those of you who follow me, you probably know. For those of you who are either new to the show or haven't heard from me in a while, I recently lost my mother. So I've had a bit of a difficult time kind of processing that and dealing with that. And that's why I've been away. So I am coming back, and this is my first broadcast in several months, and I've decided to come back in a pre-recorded broadcast so that I can get it up and running and kind of launch the return of my process. And thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all so much, and I miss you so much. So thank you for your patience. Some of you have reached out to me, and I appreciate all the goodwill and all the support and all the love from the community. Thank you so much. So I wanted to get started here by just going through some announcements. So the first thing I want to announce is the website's been redesigned. So if you haven't had an opportunity to look at it, I want to invite you to take a look at the website. It's souljourneymedium.com. If you're connected to the bellydancingmedium.com, that's fine. It connects to the same content. So you'll get there. It's beautiful. I love my new website. It's really cool, and it's really modern and hip, which is awesome. One of the things that you're going to find there, as you click onto the homepage, you're going to see that I have a video that speaks about the process of wake up to spirit and gives you also some the opportunity to connect with me, get your free reading, and connect to Facebook. Now, I have evolved my process as my process has been influenced by my grieving process as I've meditated and connected and kind of resolved my issues and my healing through connecting with my mother. I have found that my purpose has kind of shifted a little bit in what it is that I've really been put here to do and what I really am loving doing, which is really not just helping people through answering questions through readings, but also really helping people who are also reaching out and wishing to connect to spirit for their own process. So you'll see here that I have the opportunity for you to connect with me on Facebook and get your daily readings. And I also have a connection point for you to get a free reading from me as you connect with me on my website. I don't do a lot of readings now with individuals. I do a lot of readings with groups and such. So if you go to the website, you're also going to find here in the events link, an opportunity to participate in an online web group, which is something new that I've just launched on my site. And the first sessions are going to be this month based on some popular input that I've had from some of my clients. So if you'd like to get involved in a circle, it's going to be very, very similar to a live circle. Well, I'll be channeling and connecting and giving messages. Very intimate. Each space is relegated to about 8 to 10 people. So if you're interested in participating, you'll see an opportunity to sign up there. And I encourage you to do so, so that you can get some inspiration, you get some connection, and go from there. And the last announcement that I have, if you check my website, you'll see that I also have the opportunity for you to get some information through videos. I post daily readings. You'll get those on my Facebook page. So if you haven't liked my Facebook page, I invite you to do so. Please go to the Soul Journey Medium on Facebook. You'll also get the link on my website in case you can't find it on Facebook. So I think that's all my announcements for the day. We're going to get on with the content for today's show. And today's show is about healing from loss. I really want to just spend some time on this topic, my first time back, not just for you, you know, for me as well. It's difficult. And I think that a lot of times it's like we're, it's interesting. I work in the fitness industry for many years, and we have this concept called body shaming, where if you're not in this ideal, quote unquote, shape or condition, people can body shame you and make you feel terrible about how you look and how you feel about yourself. And it's the same when you're into metaphysics and you're into spirituality, is that you meditate and you commune and you connect, and you're, especially if you're seen as some sort of a role model or guru, where you're held on a pedestal and you're seen as someone who's understanding and knows that there's no such thing as death. It's only a transition, and that we should be okay with it, and that we should be prepared for it, and that if we're an ideal individual, that this stuff shouldn't bother us. And then one day you lose someone who's very important to you, who's very special to you, and you're devastated. And people can often make you feel shamed for it, because what's the matter? You know, it's just a transition. It's just another step. They're right there. Just connect with them. So the first thing I want to say to you is this. If you are the person who is in this situation, because in my imagination, if you're listening to my program, this is the kind of cool stuff you're into. You listen to my program, you listen to other individuals who give readings and talk about metaphysics and talk about extraterrestrials. And this is the cool stuff that you're into. And you probably talk to a lot of people who tell you all the time that it's just a transition. They're always there. And that is very true, my friend. That's very true. They always are. They're always there. But it doesn't make the pain any less, because you can't hold their hand anymore. Can't embrace them anymore. Can't kiss them anymore. Can't hold them anymore. You can't giggle with them on the phone anymore. Can't walk with them anymore, right? So what we're going to talk about tonight is just that, just the impact of how intense it is to lose the physicality, and that it's okay to feel that intense release and that tense loss and still be able to look in the mirror without any regret and without any shame and without any judgment, and embrace the belief system that you're trying to understand. Because gosh darn it, god damn it, it's hard when you lose someone that you love so much and still believe that there is a greater power that is just, no matter how old the person was that you lost, 2 years or 102 years, love is love, and it is deep and is earned and it is powerful. And it is the essence of life. It is the water of life. And when you hold the hand of someone you love, whether it is in marriage or in death, it is an important hand to hold. And you should feel something when that person transitions to the other side. It's natural. It's what we do. We're human. So be okay with it. And know that you have not, in some way, turned your back on a belief system that you spent days, months, weeks, years developing through classes and readings and connections. It is just a fact of life. I had somebody contact me as I was sharing. So some people, they follow me on Facebook, and I've been very public with this loss, because the loss of my mother was very important. It was very hard for me, and I'm still processing it, because it just happened just a few months ago. And someone reached out to me and said, you know, Angel, I appreciate you sharing it, but the thing that I'm trying to struggle with is that my husband and I were together, and we went through this path together, and we were enlightened together, and we were together through our journey through spiritualism, metaphysics, and we felt like we were so deeply connected to spirit. And then it was taken away so suddenly, and I didn't have any clue. And it seems almost unfair and almost unrealistic. I should have known. What did I do wrong that I didn't know? It's really interesting how we can shame ourselves and hurt ourselves so deeply. My friend, you didn't do anything wrong. You did nothing wrong. Because we don't get to decide when or how or why. only the divine gets to decide. Only God gets to decide. We only get to live whatever it is that the divine source chooses to allow us to live. And I ask you to remember two things when you think about the person that has departed. I ask you to consider all the wonderful memories that you have in your box of memories, because you have this joyous box of memories, my friend. The laughter, oh, the tears, the frustration, all of it. It's beautiful, beautiful memories that you have. And know that one day, years from now, preferably, you're going to be with them. You and your husband are going to be together to share in what it looks like out there in the after. On the other side, when it's your turn and your time, because your time is not today. It's tough, isn't it? So I'm going to take you through really quickly two of my eight keys that I use when I train and I consult and I counsel people through my process of connecting through spirit to help facilitate grief. And one of those keys is memory. Memory is so important because, like the computer, without memory, it's difficult to exist. I like to use the computer as an example because I live in Silicon Valley and computers surround us every day. But what would you do with your computer if it had no memory? Or if every time you turned it off, its memory wiped and you had to start all over again every day? Writing documents, writing reports, communicating with people, connecting with your social media, everything that you do every day, you had to do all over again to complete the story. You start a story today, and then you go to bed, and tomorrow you want to finish the story, but you got to start the story all over again. You would stop, and you would say, I don't need this computer and this system anymore, right? It's the memory that really drives the function of what you're doing every day that you engage with your computer. It's the same in life. Life is just a story of memories that you're engaging and that you're collecting and that you're building every single day. There's the real life. There's the tangible life, right? The money, the cars, the job, the physicalities, the sensuality, the anger, all of that stuff, the happiness, the play, the experiences. There's all the things that you touch, you sit in, you run with, all the things that you do that are physical, that's real, right? We all live it. Pain, the sorrow, the joy. We all live it. But it's the memory that creates real life for you. Because that's what you connect to. Every day, when you're talking yourself into staying somewhere, when you're talking yourself and keeping the job, when you're remembering your wedding anniversary, those are the things that are important, right? So when I was a little girl, they used to tell me, people don't die, they're forever in your life, in your memories. And this is very true, right? It's very true. Open up your albums and there's your memories. They're never going to go away. They'll always be with you. Always be with you till the day you join them on the other side. The memories that keep you strong. But it's not just about the pictures. Because the memories are alive in your dreams. And what's my favorite song and my favorite Disney movie? The dreams, the wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. Your ancestors and your loved ones, they live strong and alive in your dreams. Because for most of us, It's the only place that can communicate with us because we live too solidly in the tangible world. It's like a science fiction movie. They stand before us waving arms and trying to talk to us. We can't hear them because we close our eyes to them because we're too caught up in the television and what the news is telling us we need to look at. So we can't see them. Go through our day, eat our dinner, do our evening ritual. We lay down, we go to sleep, sleep into REM sleep, and come to life in our dreams. And this is where they communicate with us. And they tend to communicate it with us through our memory. So the major key in my process is memory. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are you grieving? Did you tune in to the show tonight because you are grieving? Because if you are, I understand. Because I am too. And what I like to do is take you through a really brief exercise in memory. So just take a moment. Just take a deep breath in and release it. Do that about 3 times. In and then release it. One more time. In and then release it. Very good. I'm going to give you a seed, a memory seed. But before I give you the seed, I want you to think for a moment about the person or persons that you may be considering or thinking about or mourning for in your grief. But don't think about them in sadness. Think about them in remembrance. As you look at their face in your mind's eye, I want you to remember something that made you smile. Was it a moment in time? Was it a gift that they gave you? Was it something funny they did? Was it a journey that you went on together? Was it a movie that you saw? Was it a pet that you embraced? What is the memory that comes to mind when I ask you to consider something that made you smile? Just a big, wide grin smile. What was it? Hold on to that for a moment. Just hold it. Hold that moment. We're going to hold it for a little bit of time to let your heart feel it. As you see that moment, feel it in your heart like a warm, vibrating ray touching you. Do you see that? Can you feel it? Take a deep breath with your eyes closed and then remember that moment. And as you're thinking about this, as you're seeing this, as you're experiencing this, call in your mind the name of your loved one. Just call to them and thank them for this memory. Thank them for the opportunity to share this memory. As you're feeling this and experiencing this, feeling the joy in your heart, I'm going to ask you a question. It's a little cold, just a little bit, just a tiny bit, prickles on your skin. Deep breath in. Ask your loved one as they are present now. Do they have something they want to share with you? They want to say to you? Tell them that that you love to have them in your presence. Thank them for being present. And thank them for the memory. Whew, shake that off for a second. Now, how many of you felt that? If you felt that, do me a favor. Go to my website. Let me know how that felt. Because that was just a brief moment of what that can feel like. That's how powerful it is. If you want to take the time to connect to your loved ones and help you go through the healing process, I invite you to do that. It's a really cool process to do. That's what memory can do for you. So again, my name is Angel. My website, once again, is souljourneymedium.com. Soul as in your soul, not the soul of your shoes. S-O-U-L, journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, medium, M-E-D-I-U-M, souljourneymedium.com. And I have a tagline that I use, and it's called Wake Up to Spirit. Because a lot of times I feel like we're walking around in our sleep as the spirit is walking around awake. So I want you to wake up from that sleepy haze of the tangible world and let spirit guide you to where you need to be joyous in your life. Because that's what spirit wants us to be. That's what the divine spirit wants us to be. Joyous in our lives, in a place of prosperity and joy and just absolute abundance, because we're able to create what it is that we desire to create out of the world that we live in. So I promised you two keys, right? And memory was one big key. The second key is the connection and the grounding. That's the most important thing. Because you don't want to be kind of out there flopping around in outer space, so to speak. You always want to be grounded and connected. And I would have given you that one first, but I wanted to make sure we connected to that memory because it was important. And although I'm recording this, I can feel you listening, and I'm surrounded by a lot of energy, so I got to ground myself. So the grounding is important. Whatever exercises that you do, if you don't have any exercises, please connect to me. I have some information that I make available to those who connect with me, very concerned about people's ability to ground. Utilizing your chakras, starting from the top, which is your crown chakra, all the way down to the root chakra. Put yourself in a space of stillness, ground all the way to the center of the earth, connecting from the divine to the center, to put yourself in a sense of balance and protection. I like to call in Archangel Michael so that I can be protected as I connect to spirit. And when you're connecting to spirit in that grounding and protection process, you want to make sure that you're only inviting those in that are welcome, that are here with love and with peace, and that you're only welcoming in those who are connected to the ancestors and the loved ones that you're calling in. So don't just jump into it. Jump into it with clarity so that you know what you're doing, so that you don't invite anything in that's going to distract you or cause you any discomfort. God's not going to let anything happen to you that will harm you. So make sure that you're in the divine spirits, that you're happening in a space of absolute protection in the white light so that you can be in safety. So those are the two points that I have for you. That is balance and protection, also known as grounding. And then memory. So I'm going to share with you before I depart this evening the story of the departure of my mom so that I can understand that you get that it's all tied together in this wonderful, wonderful conversation of continuity and transformation. My mother and I were best friends, and we still are. She brought me to this conversation of spiritualism when I was 14 years old, when my brother left us unexpectedly, and she opened her heart and opened her soul courageously to this new world and brought her children with her, my sister and myself. And I came up in this world of spiritualism and mediums and psychics and astrologers because of my mother. And we sang and danced in this world since I was a child, going to expos and sitting down and meditating and having conversations about this. So when my mother became ill and I became her primary caregiver, so 2-3 years ago, I felt like the end was coming. And I was tortured because I'm supposed to be okay with it because I'm this spiritual guru that people look up to and that people work with. But I'm like a child sitting here considering the loss of my mother. But I ignored it, as we do, because she was here and it was okay. And she seemed like she was getting better every day. In the morning of July 3rd, 2018, she left me. She left me suddenly without any warning. She just left. And I was devastated. And for a couple of months, my body betrayed me. And I found myself struggling with the concept that I might be leaving too, as my body began to experience a number of symptoms that indicated my own failure. And I struggled with this for a long time. Well, not that long. It's only been a few months. But I did struggle with it for some time. Until one day, I finally gave in to the pain and began to meditate again and get my focus again. And it was then that my mother finally came to me, because you see, I hadn't been able to connect with her. And when she came to me, one of the messages that she gave me was to let me know that she was okay and that I was okay. And then I got my message from the divine that spoke to me about how my purpose had not shifted, but it evolved to include helping people with this healing process, and that one of my helpers in this conversation was going to be my mother. So I get to work with her every day. But my God, I still miss her. I miss her touch, I miss her smile, and I miss her laughter. I share this with you because we're human, and I want you to know that it's okay. On the 17th, I'm going to be doing my first web circle. I'm going to do a channeling circle to help people connect and to give messages and to complete on a promise that I made to the divine and to my mother, that I'm going to do the work that I need to do to help those of you that are still trying to heal or just experiencing loss, so that we can move forward together. Because this world needs you. Needs you to be whole, because your loved ones are part of the conversation to heal us, because boy, are we a mess. So I am so glad to be back. And I hope that you will tune in. It's probably going to be a few episodes before I'm live, just as I'm shifting my schedule around and adjusting to what there is to do. And kind of reestablishing myself back into the norm with this whole process. But I wanted to get out there and reconnect because I miss you. And I know some of you have said you miss me. So I hope that me being back, even in a recorded sense, will help. So as I do this recorded show, I give you information. And before we repeat all the information, I'm going to give you your message. So I do have a message for those who are listening that I sat and channeled and did some work with. So now in the last few minutes of the show, I'm going to give you the recorded message here for the week. And so here's the message from Spirit. It is a difficult time in the world today. Violence, hatred, judgment, and dismay and disorganization distract us from what we are here to accomplish. It's important to stay focused on the positive and the joy and to fight the negativity that is trying to win the war. Because we are at war. Those in spirit are here to help us. Those in spirit are here to stand with us. And those in spirit are here to protect us. We are being asked to take action, and we are being asked to stand up and do what needs to be done to save and protect this world from those who wish to destroy it. It starts with us, and it's not as complicated as you think it might be, because there really is only one answer, and the answer is love. You are being asked to look inside yourself and remember that you are a spirit of love, and that love is the only answer that keeps us strong in this world. Start your day every day with an acknowledgement of love and a promise to communicate through love every day. And know that as you engage with people and as you touch people and you're in that space of love, that you will create an energy field that will multiply exponentially with every person that you engage with. You each that are listening have a desire that you're looking for. The answer to the question is yes. Take an action on Tuesday. Tuesday is established as an action day. Wake up in the morning. Light a candle if you have it. Don't leave it lit all day. Just light a candle if you have it. And ask for the divine presence in your space that day. State what you wish very clearly and with great confidence. Write it down if you wish to and place it on your sacred space or take it with you through the day. And know that the wish that you've put out there is going to be. I'm speaking to you who are listening. The answer is yes. That is your message. I hope that you enjoyed it. I am so looking forward to connecting with you in the future. And so now to repeat the information that I started with earlier today, please take a moment to go to my website. It has been relaunched, souljourneymedium.com, souljourneymedium.com. And you will see there some information on my programming and when the next show will be, so that you can see where the opportunities are to listen. You're also going to see when you can join the next live web circle, which is going to be next Saturday. Space is limited. If you wish to join that circle, everyone in the circle will receive their message in addition to connecting to spirit, getting messages from loved ones if they choose to attend. A very inexpensive fee to join, but space is limited, so I'm only going to be able to allow so many people just based on the fact that I got to give everybody a reading. You're also going to get there the opportunity to connect with me on Facebook. Every day I post a reading on Facebook, so join me there so you can see what's going on and also get opportunities to interact with me. And then, of course, if you're new to my process, you'll get a free reading. Enter information there on my homepage. You'll get your free reading, souljourneymedium.com. Enjoy the show. Come back and visit often. You'll hear me here once a week, twice a week on Sundays, so that you can engage in that. And that's to be announced. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. Claim your free reading. come and see me at the website, but most important, connect to spirit every day, because connecting to spirit is connecting to life. God bless you. Have a fabulous evening and take care.